Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Ephraim Tannenbaum. Meseches Bava Kamma has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Chaim Weiss, Bizchus Refuah Shleima of Miriam Farcha Bas Esther.
This shiur is on Meseches Bava Kamma, Daf Lamed Gimel. The Gemara on the third line of Lamed Gimel Amin Aleph brings the drasha of Umatza Prat Lamamsias Atzmai. Mikhan Amrullah's Ben Yankiv Mishiyatz Evim Metachas Yodai. If somebody throws a stone, and he throws it down a street where there are no people there. There are no potential victims. But while the stone is traveling, someone else steps out or sticks his head out of a window. And then the stone strikes him. Patur, the Reitzech is patur in such a case. And there are two Lashonis in the Gemara. He's patur from Golas in the case where the victim dies. That's clear from the Gezeiras HaKasuv. What about in the case where the victim gets injured? Is there a Chiyuv Arba Devarim in this case? Or is he patur also from our Bar Devarim? The Gemara says it's Tolo and two Lishonis in the Gemara. The last line in the Sugya says, Avalaha Patur Lagamri, and that's the way all of the Rishonim Paskin, the Rif, the Rush, the Rambam, they all Paskin that he's also Patur from our Bar Devarim. But there's a machlekes between the Torah and the Rambam. The Torah in Siman Tov Chaf Aleph says, Hazarik Evan, Ula Achash Yotam Tachas Yodi Hitzi Acher Reishay Vikibla, Patur Meir Ba Dvarim, like we just read in the Gemara, but then the Torah adds, V'chayav B'nezek. He's Patur from our Ba Dvarim, meaning Ripoy Tsar Sheves and Boishes, but he'll be Chayav in Nezek. And like the Beis Yosef says, because even though maybe it was like Havala L'suki Adate, he had no reason to expect that this person would stick his head out all of a sudden, but when it comes to Nezek, an Adam HaMazek is Chayav even for an Aines. There's no Patur or Aines, Patur was Marba Aines Kirat signed by Adam HaMazik. And therefore the Torah says that he's Chayav Benezek. But the Beis Yosef goes on to say that in the Rambam, in Perek Aleph, of Hilchos Chayav LeMazik, Halacha Yud Tes, the Rambam brings down this Halacha, and the Rambam writes a Lashon, Shehu Patur Miklum. And the Beis Yosef says that it's clear from the Rambam that the Rambam holds that he's Patur also from Nezek. So it's Machlaikis, Torah in the Rambam, whether he's only Pater from the Reaper, Tzar, Sheves, and Boishes, but Chayev in Nezek, or is he Pater also from Nezek? Why, Taka, should he be Pater also from Nezek? After all, by Adam HaMazik, the Chayev Nezek is even for an Aines. So the Bach says that the Rambam held that this is in the category of an Aines Gomer, and like we mentioned in the previous shir, the Rambam holds like Tesis and Daf Chav Zayin, that when it comes to an Aines Gomer, even an Adam HaMazik could be Pater. That's why the Rambam says over here that Hotzelas Reisha, you're Pater Miklum. But the Beis Yosef does not explain the Rambam that way. The Beis Yosef says that the Rambam's reason for Patering is because of the Gezeiras HaKasuv. And the Emes is, if you take a look at the Rambam inside, it seems pretty clear. The Rambam writes, Hazarik Evan, Ulachash Yatzim Tachas Yadi Hotzelas Reisha Min HaChalain, the Kibla, Pater Miklum Shenemar Umotza Esreu Prat Lamam Seis Hatzmai. The Gezeiras HaKasuv, which the Gemara says to patur from Golos, it's a pasuk in the parasha of Hayik B'Shegig. It's a patur that patur from Golos. And the Rambam seems to say that that Gezeiras HaKasuv patur's also from all the other Tashlumim, from the Arba Dvarim, and even from Nezek. All of those paturim are learned from the Gezeiras HaKasuv of Umatza Prat L'Mamtzi. And the Chayr, it's hard to understand. Why would the Gezeiras HaKasuv and the parasha of Golos teach me that he's Pater from Nezek? They don't follow the same rules. Certainly the halacha that Adam HaMazik is Chayiv even for Aines, that halacha you don't have by Golos. And there are other dinim that are really in both directions. We find Chumris by Golos that you don't have by Nezek, and Chumris by Nezek that you don't have by Golos. Me'echa Taisa, that we can learn Hilchis Nezikin, where Adam HaMazik is Pater from Tashlumin, from Gezeiras HaKasuv in the parasha of Ritzeach. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, in his Shiurim, which are printed in the Sefer Minchas Shlomo, on Maseches Bava Kamma, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that the emes is a different kasha that could be raised over here. Those Rishonim that learn that the Ptur from all of the Chiyuvim, the Ptur by the Mamsias Atzmai, is because of Lehavala L'suki Adate. You'll find that Lashon in the Nebuka Yosef, you'll find it in the Chedusha HaRaivid, that the Patur over here is because Lehavala L'suki Adate, he had no reason to expect that all of a sudden someone would stick his head out. You could ask a kasha on all of these Rishonim. Why do we need a Pasuk? even within the parish of Ritzeach Gufa. We don't learn from this pasuk that a Ritzeach is in Chayav when it's an Oines. We know that a Ritzeach doesn't go to Galus when he's in Oines. So why did we need a special pasuk for the case of Mamsias Atzmai? So Zokta B'Shlema Zalman, because the emes is that over here it's a very unusual case of Oines, and it's unusual in a way that makes this a Kloliastik Shiloh, which is really Negeat to call it Harakula. And Mela the Rambam could learn Hilchas Nezikin from Hilchas Golos over here, because this is a very general Shiloh about how we define Oines. What's the Shiloh? Zokta B'Shlema Zalman, what happened over here? He threw a stone, and then while the stone was traveling through the air, a person stuck his head out the window. Now, when we say it's Lehavala Lasuki Adate, he's an Oinis, he had no reason to expect that. Why is there no reason to expect that? Is it so unusual that a person should stick his head out the window? People do that all the time. It's a very normal thing to do, to stick a head out the window. If a person wants to look down the street, he'll stick his head out the window. What makes this a Lehavala Lasuki Adate? What makes this a Ruach She'ina Mitsuya? It's only because I just threw a stone. How long does it take for the stone to travel down the street from the time that it leaves my hand until it lands? It's a second, maybe a second and a half or 2 seconds. What are the chances that someone's going to stick out their head from the window punct in that second or two that my stone was traveling? That's what makes it a Lehavala Suki Adate. Dr. B'Shlema Zalman, it's a brand new kind of an Oines. Till now, in Maseches Bava Kamma, when we talk about Oinsim, we've said things like a Ruach She'inu Metsuya, an unusual occurrence. An unusual occurrence, that we know is called an Oines. But something which is a usual occurrence, but because there's such a small window of time in which it would be relevant, so it's unlikely that that usual occurrence will happen in this particular window of time, that's a new kind of an Oines. Heichi l'dainu dainu l'haydina. Do you call that an Oines because it's unlikely to happen in this small window of time? Or do you call that not an Oines, a Havala L'Sukhi Adate, because after all, it's a usual occurrence. It's like a Ruach Metsuya. So the Torah is Megala in one parasha that, no, that is called an Oines. The Torah is Megala in the parasha of Golos. But it's not exactly like Kosov and Golos, that by Golos you're part of because you're a mom, in the case of Mamsias Atzmai. It's exeris a kosef that teaches me that even Ruach Metsuya Dikazachin could be considered a Lehavala L'Sukhi Adate when they're confined to a small window of time. Once we know that's true, then in any parasha where the Dinu are Tola and Havala L'Sukhi Adate, we'll learn from that exeris a kosef that this goes into the gather of Lehavala L'Sukhi Adate. But Mela, the Rambam, was able to learn from there to Nezikin that by Nezikin also he's going to be Potter. There's another discussion in the Rishonim on this same sugya. The top Tosfos asks the kasha, comparing the sugya, the case in the Gemara over here with the case in the Gemara on Daf Chavav. Let's remember, there's a famous Gemara back on Daf Chavav where Rabbi said, "Hazayvik kli mireish agag." If somebody throws a kli off the roof, "Vahayusham karmuk sasays," but there were soft things underneath, cushions that was going to land on the cushions, and then someone comes and removes the cushions, and then the kli breaks. The Gemara says Pater, which means that everybody is Pater. The Zerik is Pater, the one that removes the cushions is Pater. Because it was Mifsiki Girei, that his arrow was interrupted, meaning that when he threw the Kli, it was never going to lead to a Maisa Hezek, even though afterwards things changed, then it will lead to a Maisa Hezek, then it ends up causing a Hezek. But since when he threw it, it was Mifsiki Girei, the arrow was going to stop. It wasn't going to lead to a Hezek, so he's Pater. So Fractaisvis, Lachair over here is the same thing. At the time that he threw the stone, it wasn't going to lead to a Hezek. Then Haitzi Allah Sureshe, something changed in the middle of the field. Something changed, and it ends up causing a Hezek. But at the time that it left his hand, it wasn't going to cause a Hezek. So according to the Svara of Rabba and Afchavav, we should say over here also that you're Pater. Now remember, Lahalacha, it all stems because we do take a say over here that you're Pater. But Taisvis' Kasha is, but there's a Lishna Basra over here. There's another Lashon in the Gemara that holds that you'd be chayiv b'dal dvarim. That the gzeres akosuv of a matzah prat lamamsi only patters from galus, but b'dal dvarim and nezek sarif b'shevis and b'ishas, all the dvarim, including nezek, you'd be chayiv. So here you're chayiv for nezek. Over there on Avchavav, you're patter from nezek. L'chayiv, the two cases are similar. That's tesis his kasha. Now the Rashba asks the same kasha. The Rashba holds so stark of the svar of this kasha, holds so stark of this tliya between the two cases, that the Rashba says, enechanami. This Lashon that's Mechayev over here won't stim with Rabbah.
He says it's okay. Rabbi could go like the other Lashon. Rabbi who said on Daf Chavav, then in the case of the Karam Uksasa, you're going to be Potter. We'll also say over here by Hoitzi Alas Reisha that the Zerik is Potter. The Lashon that says over here by the Zerik and Hoitzi Alas Reisha that the Zerik is going to be Chayav, we'll say also by the Zerik Klim Reisha Gag and the Karam Uksasa that you'll be Chayav. The Rashba says the two Dinim Atolis of a Zeh, which means that we see from the Rashba of Al Gechidush and the Lamdas of our Sugya. I spoke out a few minutes ago that the Ravid and the Mukha Yosef, they say that the Siba of the Ptur in our Sugya in the Lishna, that patters from Dal Dvarim and patters, let's say, Lefi the Rambam, patters even from Nezek, that which we say that you patter Miklum is because Lehavel Lusuke Adate. But the Gemara in Daf Chavav doesn't patter also Lehavel Lusuke Adate. The Gemara in Daf Chavav patter because of the Gemara said a Lashon Mifsiki Girei, his arrows are halted. Which means that at the time that he threw it, it was never going to go all the way. At the time that he threw the Kli was not going to break. It was going to go only so far. It was going to reach the Karam Uksasa, so then it was going to stop. So then even though afterwards it ended up going further, meaning Lamashal, let's say he threw it from 20 feet up in the air, but it was going to stop before it hit the ground. It was going to stop 5 feet off the ground. It was only going to go 15 feet. Then someone came and moved the Karam Uksasa. So it ends up going the last 5 feet also, but those last 5 feet that it traveled are not considered part of his Maisa Zrika. His Maisa Zrika was going to halt at the end of 15 feet. That's the sort of Mifsiki Girei. The Gemara in Daf Chavav says that's the Sibas HaPatur in the case of Zeri Kli Meresh Agag Bahayusham Karam Uksasais. The Rashba by us who says that the one that's Machayev over here doesn't hold like Rabbah. The one that Patis, that's because he does hold like Rabbah. That means that the Rashba is saying that the Sibas HaPatur in our Gemara is also because of Mifsiki Girei. Since at the time that I threw the Evan, there was no head in the middle of the street, and then Hoitzi Allah Asirashi, somebody stuck his head out the window, and then after the Kli already left my hand, there was a head in the middle of the street. So then when the Evan hits that head, that's not part of my Maisa Zrika. My Maisa Zrika didn't contain hitting this Reish. Just like we said on Daf Chavav, my Maisa Zrika didn't contain that it should reach all the way to the ground. So to hear my Maisa Zrika doesn't contain that it should hit this Reish. And it's not because Lo Yavala Lusuke Adatei. Even if it will be Havala Lusuke Adatei, even if he should expect it, but it's not a chiluk of his Maisa Zrika. It's not included in the Maisa Hezek. So from the Rashba we learn a new Sibas of Tur. In the case of Hoitzi Alas Reishai, the Ravid, the Numuk Yosef, they had said that the Patur is Alts Lehavala Lusuke Adate. The Rashba is learning that the Patur is Alts Mifsiki Girei. Now let's come back to Tosfos. Tosfos asks the Kasha like the Rashba does, but Tosfos doesn't say, oh, Enachanami, doesn't the Lishna that's Machayev over here doesn't shtim with Rabbah. Tosfos says that it could still shtim, because Zok Tosfos over there, the reason why Yechayev is because the Ein Loi Lachshev Sheyesalkla Kerm Vishbru Akelim. Back on Daf Chavav, the case of the Zara Kli Meresh Agag, there was no reason to expect that anyone would take away the Kerm Uksasais. The implication of Tosfos is, but Mashayin, and over here, it's more that he does, he should expect it. A simple reading of Tosfos would indicate that Tosfos is going along the lines of the Nimuk Yosef, that the Lashon that says over here that your Potter is because it's Lehavel Lusuke Adate, and the other Lashon that's Mechayev is because he argues and holds that it's yes, Havel Lusuke Adate. That would be a superficial Lefum Rieta Dika reading of Tosfos. But the problem is the Mefarshim Ma'ir, the Shittim Gubetzes, the Maram Shif, they all ask on Tosfos. How could Tosfos say that the reason why our case is worse than the case on Daf Chavav is because over there was Lehav Lusuke Adate. Over there on Daf Chavav is Lehav Lusuke Adate. The Gemara over there says that afilu kodam hu atzmai v'silkan. It's not just if he threw it down intending that it should land on the Karam Uksasais and then someone else came along and took the Karam Uksasais. He's potter because he didn't know, he had no reason to expect the Lehav Lusuke Adate. He's innocent. The Gemara said afilu kodam hu atzmai v'silkan. Even if the same guy that threw the Kli Meresh Agag, he then ran very fast and he himself pulled away the Karam Uksasais, meaning it was all his plan all along that he was going to make this Kli break. But he had a very clever way to do it. He dropped it in a way that it wasn't going to break right away, but then he removed what was going to block it and the Mele broke. He's still Potter. Why is he potter? Zok to Gemara, because Mipsiki Gibe. But that's not, it's not because Lo Yehava Lusuke Dati, he knew full well what was going to happen. But still he's potter, because it's Mipsiki Gibe, because Lamaisa, his Zrika was not a Maisa Hezek, because his Zrika was only a 15-foot Zrika, and the ground is 20 feet away. So his Zrika didn't contain that it should reach all the way to the ground. And what he did afterwards, like Rashi and Taisus explain over there, what he did afterwards is just a grama, because taking away the karma ksasis and causing that the kli should smash on the ground, you can't be mechayefim for that. That's not a maisa hezek. He didn't touch the kli. He was just geirim that somebody that the prior zrika should make it break. But his siluk isn't directly maisa hezek. So it's nishtahin and nishtaher. The first half of his maisa can't be mechayef because it's mifsik giri. The second half can't be mechayef because it's a grama. So mainly he's potter. But it's not because of Lehavah Lasuki Adate. So how could Tosfos say that the reason why Andaf Chavav was more partial to potter is because over there it's more partial that it's Lehavah Lasuki Adate, and the implication is, but over here it's not so partial that it's Lehavah Lasuki Adate, over here there's Machalikis between the two Lashonis. But how could you say such a thing? Back Andaf Chavav, the Torah had nothing to do with Lehavah Lasuki Adate. So Zok the Maram Shef. Tosfos means to be saying that Avad the Ptur and Afchavav, and so too even in our Sugya, it's all about Mifsiki Gire. But how do we define Mifsiki Gire? Remember, we said Mifsiki Gire means that the Hezek is not Nichlal in the Maisa Zrika. The Maisa Zrika didn't contain this. What does a Maisa Zrika contain? So a Maisa Zrika contains everything that's likely to happen Al Yidei the Zrika. Which means that even if something has to change, but if that something is a Ruach Matsuya, then that's considered included in his Maisa Zrika. So had it been Havala Lesuke Adate, meaning had it been Ruach Matsuya Dik, that the Karam Uksasas would go away, then his Zrika would be called a 20-foot Zrika, not a 15-foot Zrika, and it wouldn't be called Mifsiki Gire. So you need that for someone to come and remove it is a Ruach She'ini Matsuya Dika Maisa. Not only in that it's Lehavah Lusuke Adate, Avada, he himself was going to do it, and he knew that he was going to do it. But still, since it's not something which is be'etzem likely to happen, you need someone to decide to do it. But most times, people don't decide to do it. So since it's not be'etzem included in the Zrika, this Zrika Kishala Atzmai is not likely to cause it. That makes a Mifsik Gire. But had it been Ruach Matsuyadik, if it was usual for the Karam Uksasa to become removed, then it wouldn't be called Mifsiki Gire. Then it would be Nichlal in his Maisa that this Kli would reach the ground and it would be called a Maisa Hezek. So Mela, when Tosfos says that in our Sugya it's worse because, at least in the Lashon that's Machayev, it's worse because it's Havala Lusuke Adate, what he means is, since it's Havala Lusuke Adate that somebody's head will pop out, so that's not called Mifsiki Gire. That's called Nichlal in his original Maisa. His Maisa includes the possibility of hitting a head because he threw something into a place where a head could very well appear. So that's not called Mifsiki Gire. And the other Lashon, which Dingzechan says that no, it's Pater Miklum, he's Pater from the Dalat Varam also, that holds that since it's Loi Havel Mifsiki Adatim Mele, it is called Mifsiki Gire. So in Lamdas, Tesis is the same as the Rashba, that the Sivas HaPetur, that you see from the fact that Tesis is the Kasha of the Rashba and he's still in Tzu to the Sugya and Afchavav. So Tosfos is learning that the Sipas of Petura is also Mifsiki Gire, that it's not Nichlal in his Maisa Zrika. But that which Tosfos brings in Havel Lusuke Adati, Zok the Maram Shif, that's because in order for us to decide what is included in the Maisa Zrika and what's not included in the Maisa Zrika, that's Taloi in whether it's a Ruach Matsuyadika outcome of his original Maisa Zrika. Let's take a look now at the Mishnah. Shnei Shvarim Tamen Shechavlu Ze'ezeh. The Mishnah gives a series of cases. And Tosfos and Dibur Maskel Shnei Shvarim Tamen writes Tema, Dekulam Asnisin Shein Tzrichehi. The whole mission is unnecessary. There's no chidushim here. The mission is just teaching us some rules of arithmetic. The mission says that every time that there are two mazaks and they get into a fight with each other, so whichever one owes more pays the difference, and the Mishnah speaks it out by Shnei Shvarim Tamen, and the Mishnah speaks it out by Shnei Shvarim Muad, and then the Mishnah speaks it out by Echad Tamen Echad Muad, and then the Mishnah speaks it out with an Adam involved. And the whole thing is a Mishnah Shein Tzricha, because obviously if I owe you 100 and you owe me 100, so we cancel that. If I owe you 100 and you owe me 50, then I owe you 50. So the whole halacha of Mishalim B'Maitzin Nezek Shalim is a Mishnah Shein Tzricha. Azay Frek Tosfos, we're not learning Tosfos' Teretz. We're just noting that Tosfos said the Tema Gedolah, the whole Mishnah is a Mishnah Shein Tzricha. Take a look in the Rush. In Simen Yud Gimel, the Rush writes Umitoich Pirush Rashi in the middle of Simen Yud Gimel. The Rush writes Umitoich Pirush Rashi near Elisha writes a Leimar, Sheyesh Chidush Gadol B'Mishnah. Rashi learned a gewaltige chiddush in the Mishnah. Not like Taisus who said, I don't see any chiddush in the Mishnah. Rashi wrote something very surprising. He says, let's take a good look at the second Rashi, Rashi de Ramascha Muad Batam. When Rashi is explaining the halacha of B'maisar, Zot Rashi, Kalaymar, Imhu Hizik Esatam, Yoyser Mishahizikai Tam. If the Muad was Mazik the Tam more than the Tam was Mazik the Muad, then there's a Maisar. Mashma. Then if the Muad was Mazik the Tam equal to the amount that the Tam was Mazik the Muad, then there'd be no Maisar. If the Muad was Mazik the Tam $100 and the Tam was Mazik the Muad $100, then there's no Maisar. L'chayr effect the Rosh HaGavaldi Gakasha. If the Muad was Mazik the Tam $100, that's a Chiv of $100. The Tam was Mazik the Muad $100, but the Tam only pays Chatzin Ezek, so that's a Chiv of $50. So in one direction there's a Chiv of $100, in the other direction there's a Chiv of $50. I would say then that the Muad should pay $50. But the Mashmos of Rashi is no. That there's only a Meiser if the Muad was Mazik more than the Tam. If they were Mazik the same amount, then there's no Meiser. So Dr. Rush, Rashi holds that when we're calculating Meisers, we say, well, whatever part is equal cancels each other out, and then you just pay the Meiser. It's not the Tashlumins that cancel each other out, but the Hezekim that cancel each other out. Rashi held that if my shur is mazik your shur and your shur is mazik my shur, that's not called a ma'aseh hezek. That's called two shvarim are in a fight with each other. There's no mazik and there's no nizik. They're both fighting with each other. There's only a mazik if my shur does more than your shur does. Then my shur was mazik your shur. It's as if it's saying that to the extent that they're just acting equally, they're entitled. Whatever my share is doing to your share is entitled to do back to my share. And whatever your share is doing to my share is entitled to do back to your share. And like the Rush said at the beginning of the Simon, we're not talking about where one party started up with the other because then he'd be chayv and then whatever the other one does is just in self-defense and he'd be putter. We're talking about Shnei Shvarim Shechav Luzeb Azeh. They both started up with each other. So to the extent that they do the same thing, they're just playing with each other. There's no Ma'aseh Hezek at all. It only becomes a Ma'aseh Hezek once my shur does more than your shur. So Rashi learns that when we say that they cancel each other out and then you pay in the meiser, we mean the hezekim cancel each other out. But Tosfos learned not like that. And the Nimukhi Yosef also, it's clear, not like that. Tosfos and the Nimukhi Yosef, they learned that it's the tashlumins that cancel each other out. Which means they don't agree to this svara that as long as the shvarim are just doing equally to each other, it's not called a ma'aseh hezek. Taisus learns that every bump and scratch and broken bone is a ma'aseh hezek. If my shur damages your shur $100 and your shur damages my shur $100, that's all in the zikin. I owe you $100. You owe me $100. Nervas, the tashlumin cancel each other out. Why should I pay you and you pay me? So we're both potter. Just, if I owe you more than you owe me, then we pay the ma'aser. So the nezikin are all, they all count as nezikin, every little bit of it. Just the tashlumin cancel each other out. Memela, Dr. Rush, according to Taisus, if it's a muad and a tam, and they were mazik each other an equal amount, so the muad owes a nezek shalim, the tam only owes a chatzin nezek, and avada the muad is going to pay half of the amount that he damaged, because that part isn't canceled out. Mashenkin, according to Rashi, it's not the tashlumin that cancel each other out. It's the nezikin themselves that calls man that we're both doing to each other. There's no ma'aseh hezek here. It's only a ma'aseh hezek once one shur does more than the other shur. Therefore, it's only even the muad against the tam will only be chayev if he was mazik the tam more than the tam was mazik him. If you take a look in the Rambam at the end of Perek Tes of Hilchos Nizkei Mamon, the Rambam brings down the dinim of our Mishnah and he writes ketzad and he gives examples with numbers. And in the Rambam example, when there was a fight between a shur tam and a shur muad, the shur muad was mazik the shur tam $100 worth, and the shur tam was mazik the shur muad $40 worth. And the Rambam says that the Baal HaMuad will have to pay to the Baal HaTam Shmoinim, $80. So clearly the Rambam was learning like Tosfos and not like Rashi. According to Rashi, in such a case, he would have to pay $60. The Rambam says he pays $80. That's like Tosfos, not like Rashi. Now there's a Nafkamina. Rabbi Kiva Eger points out a Nafkamina, a chutz from the Pashut Nafkamina, like we were just talking about in a case between a Muad and a Tam. How do we calculate the Meiser? And according to Rashi, the Meiser is going to be much smaller. But Zokter B'Kiv Eger, there'll be enough Kamina also in a case of two Tamin. that are mazik each other, even though both of them are only chatzin nezek. So l'cheiru, we would think that then it shouldn't make an afkamina, whether you learn like Rashi or like Tosis. But Zokter B'Kiv Eger, you know, there's another din about a shartam. A shartam only pays begufay. So now let's imagine the following case. Reuven's shartam and Shimon's shartam get into a fight. Each one is mazik the other one $100 worth, and a chatzi nezek of that would be $50. But let's say Reuven's shartam is only worth $40. So the megufay, Shimon can only collect from Reuven the megufay of the shur, so Shimon's collection is capped at $40. The way Tosfos and the Rambam learned the b'moiser, it means that the payments cancel each other out. So here, Reuven would pay Shimon $40. Shimon would pay Reuven $50. So we're mishalim b'maiser. So what happens? Shimon pays Reuven $10. But according to the way Rashi learns, that what's canceling out here is not the payments. What's canceling out is the actual maisa hezek. To the extent that you were mazik me, like I was mazik you, it's not called anybody was mazik anybody. So then, we don't have, before we even look at how much Reuven's shur is worth and what the megufay would be, they each were mazik each other $100 worth. That means that there was no hezek at all. So now, everyone's going to be potter. According to Tosfos, we said that Shimon would pay Reuven $10 because in the Tashlumen, there's a difference between them because of this detail about the megufay. But in the Maisa Hezek, they did the exact same thing. According to Rashi, that the B'Maiser is calculated based on the Maisa Hezek. So then even in the case where one of the Shvarim is not worth the Nechatzin Hezek that is Chayev because of the limitation of Megufay, but they're still going to be Pater entirely from paying each other because of their Maisa Hezek canceled each other out.
The Mishnah at the bottom of Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph brings us one of the most important Machlekes Tanoim in the whole first half of Bava Kamma, the Machlekes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva holds Yuchlat Hashar and Rabbi Shmuel holds Yusham Hashar. But both of them, the meaning is not entirely clear because it's Machlekes Rishonim about how to understand Rabbi Akiva and about how to understand Rabbi Shmuel, as we'll see in a moment. But at least in very general terms, the mission is teaching us that according to Rabbi Akiva, the payment for the Hezek takes the form of the Nizik being Zeicha in the Shar HaMazik. While according to Rabbi Shmuel, it does not quite take that form. So let's try to go now a little bit into more detail, beginning with Rabbi Shmuel. Rashi, on the beginning of the Gemara, Dibur Maschil Yusham Hashar, Yusham Shar Mazik Rebeistin, V'yitin Loi Mazik Ma'is Demei Hashar. Rashi learns that according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Mazik pays in money. He doesn't pay the actual shur itself, even though, as it says on Amud Beis, the shur becomes an apoitiki, and so if he wouldn't end up paying money, then the nizik would be allowed to take the shur. But if the mazik has money, the mazik is able to pay money. Like it says at the bottom of the Amud, the bottom line, it says, according to Rabbi Shmuel, Bal chayv hu vizuzi hu demasik lei, he really just owes him money. That's Rashi, Rabbi Maschil Yusham HaShur, that according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Mazik pays with money, and that's also Tosfos, Dibur Maschil HaKadish Shein Nizik Ikebinayi, where Tosfos says, Havamatzi Lamemer De Lamar Yochel Lesalkai. That means that according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Mazik could remove the Nizik's claim by giving him money. So Rashi and Tosfos both learn that according to Rabbi Shmuel, that holds Yusham HaShur, the Nizik has no right to take the Shur. The Mazik does not owe him the Shur itself. The Mazik is able to pay with money. But in Tosfos Beinu Peretz brings down b'shem the Rivo, that the Rivo has to cash on this. The Gemara asks, "Mai binayhu?" And the Gemara says, "Ikke binayhu hikdishay nizik." If the nizik is makdishit, is it chal or is it not chal? Frek the Rivo, why does the Gemara have to come on to an obscure case? What happens if someone says that it's hezik, that it's hektish rather, if the nizik is makdishit? The machlaikis is how the tashlumin is done. It's much more direct. According to Rabbi Akiva, the Nizik gets the Shur. According to Rabbi Shmuel, the Mazik just pays him money. Why did the Gemara say that that's the Ikka B'Nayhu? Now, Tosfos really is nachas to this kasha. Tosfos, Dibur Maschil, Hakdishe Nizik Ikka B'Nayhu, Tosfos says, Havimotzi L'Meimar, that yeah, we could have said that nafkamina, and the Gemara said another nafkamina. But the Rivo Tainan, that this is not the kind of a nafkamina that you could say, oh, it could have said this and it said that, like they're two equal nafkaminas. This is so much of a more basic nafkamina. If it's really true, like Rashi and Tosfos say, that Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva are arguing about how the payment gets done,
that Rabbi Shmuel, you pay money, and according to Rabbi Akiva, the Nizik takes the shor, then that's so much more direct that the Gemara surely should have said that rather than say, Tishay Nizik Ekebenayu. And so therefore, Zak the Riva, that really Rabbi Shmuel also agrees that the Tashlumen for the damage of a shor tam has to be done with the shor. Just like according to Rabbi Akiva, the Mazik gives the Nizik the shor, so too, according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Mazik gives the Nizik the shor. What then is the Machlaikis? Zak the Riva, the Machlaikis is only that according to Rabbi Akiva, the Nizik is immediately Zaych in the shor from the Shas Nagicha, whereas according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's only after the Hamad of Adin, then the Mazik gives the Nizik the shor. And that's why the Gemara said the Nafkamin will be Hikdish Shay Nizik. If the Nizik was Makdish the Shar before the Hamad Medin, according to Rabbi Akiva, it'll be Chal. According to Rabbi Shmuel, he didn't get it yet, so it won't be Chal. The Machlaikis is all about when the Nizik gets the Shar. But everyone agrees that the Nizik does get the Shar. Now, the Rivaz Pshat fits much better with this line of Mai Binayu, Hikdishay Nizik Ekebinayu. It's Mash that they both agree that the payment is done with the Shar. But of course, the Kash on the Rivaz is the line at the bottom of the Amud that we began with, where the Gemara says that according to Rabbi Shmuel, Bal Chayv Hu Vezuzi Hu Demasiklei, the Gemara is saying that according to Rabbi Shmuel, you only pay money. How does that stem with the Riva? The Riva says that no, even according to Rabbi Shmuel, you pay with the Shar. So the Riva says that there's a Chilak. The Riva says, when do I say that Rabbi Shmuel is also Moedi that you pay with the Shar? That's when the Shar Hamazik is worth exactly the amount of Chatzi Nezek, or is worth less than that. The whole value of the Shor HaMazik is Meshubit to the Nizik als the Tashlumen of Chatzi Nezek. So then the Beis Din will make the Mazik give the Nizik the whole Shor. But let's say the Shor HaMazik is worth more. Let's say it's a $500 Shor. And he only owes him $100 because he did damage of $200. And Chatzi Nezek is $100. So he only owes him $100 of a $500 Shor. In this case, so even though here also, really, Be'etzem, he owes him one-fifth of the shor, and he should have to pay him that, but now that there's shutvim in the shor, so one of them has to sell out to the other, they can't share the shor. So there Rabbi Shmuel holds, zuzihu demasik leim, that if they're both shutvim now in the shor, then the mazik prevails, zok the Riva, because he was the marikama, he had it first, and so if one has to sell to the other, we make the Nizik sell his chelik to the Mazik, and the Mela, the Mazik is Yachal Asalka Bezuzi. So yes, it says at the bottom of the Amud that the Mazik only pays money, but that means in a case where he can't give the Shur because the Shur is worth more than the Chatzin Ezek, so then he's allowed to keep the Shur and he only has to give him money. But in a case where the whole value of the Shur is Meshubit for the Tashlumen of Chatzin Ezek, then Rabbi Shmuel is Moided to Rabbi Akiva that the payment is done with the shor itself. The only machlekes is going to be that according to Rabbi Akiva, the nizik is zeich in that immediately mishas negicha, while according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's only after the hamad b'din. Next, let's go on to the machlekes rishenim about how to understand Rabbi Akiva's shita of yuchlat hashor. And again, we'll begin with the Tosfos in the Bemasach Lakdishei Nizik, where Tosfos writes that there's going to be a machlekes Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel about the halach of machor l'ridya. Now you'll see there's an aleph from the Hagoyis Hagra in that Tosfos that says that the Rambam argues with Tosfos about this halacha machor l'ridya. Before we go into this machlekes rishenim, this Hagoyis Hagra, since they're talking about machor l'ridya, let's look at the Gemara at the top of Amud Beis where there's another Hagoyis Hagra being ma'ir to an important machlekes rishenim about how to learn this halacha of machor l'ridya, which the Gemara says on Amud Beis, Alibad Rabbi Shmuel. Then we'll come back to the Machlaikis, Tosfos, and the Rambam about whether Rabbi Akiva holds of this halacha of Machor l'ridya. So first the Gemara on the top of Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Machrei Mazik, that if the Mazik sells this shor after the Negicha, the Mazik sells the shor. And then let's say a month later, the Nizik comes to take it away from the buyer, from the Lekeach. But in between, for a month, it was in the house of the Lekeach. According to Rabbi Shmuel, it's machor, that sale is a valid sale, l'ridya, for ridya. Ridya means plowing. Now, what does that mean, the sale is valid for plowing? Rashi, on the third line on Lamed Gimel Amud Beis, says, she'im charash boy lekeach, if the lekeach plowed his field during that month, he doesn't have to pay the nizik when the nizik comes to confiscate that shirt. That's my shirt you're plowing with. The lekeach doesn't have to pay him for the charisha that he did.
The implication of Rashi is that if you wouldn't hold that it's machal regia, then he would owe money for the harisha that he did. There's an aleph over there from the Hagoyet Hagra, he's mitzayin to the Rashba. The Rashba was metama on Rashi. You don't need any sort of a validity to the mechira for us to say that he doesn't have to pay for the harisha that he did. The Mishnah at the beginning of Perek HaGoyzel says, Kol kazlonim misham kishas exam. Even if I steal your shar, all I have to do is pay back the shar. If I had it in my house for a month in between, I was plowing my field, I do not have to pay you for the service that I got out of that shar. That can't be the shaila over here. So therefore, Zok the Rashba, that the shaila of Machor L'Ridya is it mutter l'chatchila for the lekech to plow his field during that month. If he bought a shur, which was negeach, which was a shur tam, and so it's really owed to a nizik for the tashlumen migufo yuvchatzi nizik, is he allowed to plow in between with that shur? And Zok the Gra, and the Rambam also learns like the Rashba. So this is derech hakdama, that the halacha that's said on the top of Amud Beis, that according to Rishmael, if the mazik sells it, the sale is valid a little bit. It's mochor l'ridya, according to the Rashba and the Rambam, that means that the lekech is allowed to be cherish with it. According to Rashi, it means that if the lekech is cherish with it, he doesn't have to pay for it afterwards. Now that's the halacha of mochor l'ridya, which the Gemara says in Libud Rishmael. Now we turn back to Amud Aleph. And Tosis in the Ramas HaLakdish and Nizik said, and that's one of the nafkaminos between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel, because according to Rabbi Akiva, it will not be valid, even in this minimal way of l'ridya. No, if the mazik sells the shur, it's not valid at all, because it's not the mazik's shur, because Rabbi Akiva holds a yuchlat hashur, the shur belongs to the Nizik. And so if the mazik sells it, he has no business selling it, and the sale will not be valid at all. However, the Rambam, in Perek Ches Halacha Vav, the Rambam writes that even though the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Akiva, that Yuchlat Hashar, but nevertheless he says that if the Mazik sells it, it'll be Machor L'Ridya. That's the Hagoyet Hagra on Amud Aleph, HaRambam Kotov the Gamal Rabbi Akiva Machor. So the Kseis in Simon Tov Zayin, Ois Aleph, says that what we have here is a machlokes between the Rambam and Tosfos about when Rabbi Akiva says Yuchlat Hashar, when does the Shur become Muchlat to the Nizik? According to Tosfos, that happens Miyad B'Shas L'Negicha. If my Shur is Negech, your Shur, so immediately my Shur becomes your Shur. It's now your Shur, your Zeichin and the Tashlum of the Chatzin Nizik from my Shur. That's Chal Miyad B'Shas L'Negicha. But the Rambam, Zaktik says, the Rambam holds that although according to Rabbi Akiva, yes, it's Yuchlat Hashar, the Nizik is going to get biteless in the Shar itself, but it's only going to happen after the Hamayda B'Din. After all, Zaktik says, all Knesses we know, Hamayda B'Knas Potter, if he'll come to Basin, he'll be Maida, he'll be Potter. So how could it be automatic that it belongs to the Nizik already? Maybe the Mazik is going to be Maida. So we'll never know that there's going to be a Chi of Knas until after the Hamayda B'Din. So the Yuchlat Hashur, the Rambam held that the Yuchlat Hashur, Rabbi Akiva, means after the Hamad Badin. So the Ksei says that that's the Machlekes Taisis and the Rambam. According to Taisis, Yuchlat Hashur means Miyad, and according to the Rambam, means after the Hamad Badin. Now the Meiri also understood the Rambam this way. The Meiri brings down the Gedalei Apaiskim, that's how he refers to the Rambam, says that even according to Rabbi Akiva, Machre Mazik, it'll be Machre L'Ridya, and the Meiri says because he holds that the Yuchlat Hashur is only after the Hamad Badin, but the Meiri Tain is that there's a Gevaldik Astira to this from the Gemara Naflam Midalid. The Gemara Naflam Midalid is Mavur, that if the Mazik is Mishabeach the Shur between the Negich and the Hamad Badin, that Shvach is going to belong to the Nizik. Now, if the Nizik is not Zeich until later, so then Shvach that takes place earlier, why should that belong to the Nizik? So the Chere, that's a Klara Raya, that the Yuchlat Hashur happens miyad b'shas negicha. That when we say Yuchlat Hashur, it means the Nizik takes over this Shur immediately. As soon as my Shur is Mazik, your Shur, my Shur becomes your Shur. Al kapanum, up to the value of the Chatzin Nizik for the Tashlumin of the Shur. So the Meiri felt that this L'Chayrish logs up the Rambam. The Chazainish in Bava Kama, Simon Gimel, Yud Zayin, the Chazainish talks about the Rambam. He also asks this kasha, the way the Ksais understood that according to the Rambam, Machre Mazik, it's Machre L'Ridya. That means that according to the Rambam, the Yuchlat Hashur is only after the Hamad B'Din. So then it's very shver from the Gemara in the Aflam Adalat about Shibach HaMazik, that the Shvach will belong to the Nizik. So the Chazainish says, Avada the Rambam is Moide, that the Yuchlat Hashur is from the Shas Negicha. However, Zok the Chazainish, where the Rambam argues with Tosis, is that whereas according to Tosis, it's Chal straight out at the time of the Negicha,
The Rambam holds that it doesn't take place until after the Hamadah B'din, like the Ksei said, but once there's the Hamadah B'din and then it becomes Huchlat L'mashreya. That's the machlaikis between the Rambam and Tosfos. According to Tosfos, it's Chal Miyad B'Shas HaNegicha. According to the Rambam, it's not Chal until later, but once it's Chal L'mashreya. So he's not like the Ksais in this way, meaning the Ksais and the Chazainish are both saying that according to the Rambam, the Hachlata isn't Chal until the Hamad of Adin, but while the Ksais says, and then it's Chal Mikan al-Haba, the Chazainish is saying that then it's Chal L'mafreya. It's Chal L'mafreya, so it belonged to the Nizik all along, so that's why any Shvach that happened to the goof of that Shar during that time, during the interim between the Negicha and the Hamad of Adin, will belong to the Nizik, because L'mafreya, we now say that it was really the Nizik's Shar all along. But the Chazainish goes on, he says, but L'maisa, this is a very difficult vert that we're saying. It requires us to make a unique kind of a combination between L'mafreya and Mikan al-Haba. Why? Because if we're going to literally say that it's Chal L'mafreya, and that after the Hamad B'din, we then look back and say, it was really the Nizik Shar all along. So then we didn't explain why the Rambam holds that Machre Mazik is Machre L'Ridya. The Mazik sold it. Good, he sold it before the Negicha, before the Hamad B'din rather. So the Hachalato wasn't Chal yet. But if we say then that it's Chal L'mafreya, that means that really it was Chal. We didn't know, B'shas Ma'isa, that it was really Chal. But once the Hamad B'din happens, then if it goes L'mafreya, so if that means that we rewrite the history, it's like we go back in a time machine and we start over and we say that during this time it really belonged to the Nizik, if that's what L'mafreya means, a literal kind of being Chal L'mafreya, then it was never the Mazik's to sell. So why is there any validity to his Mechira? So Zok the Chazainish, that what we have here is a limited kind of a L'mafreya. We adjust the bailus of the Shar retroactively, and we say that it was always the Nizik's Shar. But we only adjust the bailus of the Shar itself. Meaning, we change things, we change the history, we rewrite the history, L'mafreya, on the thing that we're dining on. We're dining on the bailus of the Shar. So now we'll go back and we'll say at every moment in time that the Shar belonged to the Nizik, not to the Mazik, from the time of the Negicha. But other things that are outside of the Guf HaShar, since that's not what we're dining on, so we're not going to rewrite their histories. So L'mashal, if the Lekeach has a field and he plowed the field with a Shar, we're not going to go back now and say, he had no right to be plowing his field with this Shar, because we're not dining on his field. Even though Avada, the two are related, that the din of him plowing his field is totally on the din of the Bailus of the Shar, but it's a step removed. That's a consequence of who's the Bailam on the Shar. We're changing L'mafreya, who's the Bailam on the Shar. But we're not going to go back and change in L'mafreya all the consequences of the Bailus of the Shar. And so, the halacha of the Lekeach, that it was considered his L'ridya, that's not going to change L'mafreya. But the halacha of the Shar itself, if the Shar's guf was nishbach, it became more valuable, so whose Shar is becoming nishbach, that we're going to change L'mafreya, and we're going to say that once it's Yuchlat, at the time of the Hamad B'din, it becomes Huchlat L'mafreya, that it really belonged to the Nizik from the time of the Negicha. So to review, B'kitzer, we have a Machlaikis, first of all, Alibid Rabbi Shmuel. We have Rashi and Tosfos saying that according to Rabbi Shmuel, that the Tashlumin is done with money, while according to the Revolt, according to Rabbi Shmuel, the Tashlumin is from the Guf HaShar, unless the Shar is worth more than the Chatinetic, and then it's done with money. Alibid Rabbi Akiva, Tosfos said that Rabbi Akiva will argue that Bishmuel and hold that Machre Mazik won't be Machre L'Ridya. What's Taich L'Ridya? Rashi learns L'inyan that the Lekeach shouldn't have to pay for the plowing that he did. The Rashba learns that it means L'inyan that the Lekeach should be allowed to plow. Al Chalpanim, Tosfos hold that only Rabbi Shmuel holds that it's Machre L'Ridya, but according to the Rambam, it's not. Tosfos holds that according to Rabbi Akiva, it's not Machre L'Ridya, because according to Rabbi Akiva, it's Yuchlat HaShar belongs to the Nizik from the time of the Negicha. But the Rambam holds that even according to Rabbi Akiva, if the Mazik sells the Shar, it is Machre L'Ridya. So the Ksei says that means that the Rambam holds that the Yuchlat HaShar is only Mikan al-Haba. The Chazainish says that the Rambam holds that the Yuchlat HaShar goes L'mafreya, but it only goes lemafreya le'inyin the shur itself. But l'ridya, which is outside of the guf hashur, so that's not what we're dining on, that din doesn't get changed lemafreya. Now I want to tell you something in the bottom tesis, tesis de b'maschal ikibinayu, there's a gavaldiga yisid in this bottom tesis. Let's speak out first what the Gemara was saying. The Gemara had asked, my b'nayim and the machlekes are b'kibin or b'shmoil, and the Gemara said, ikdishe nizik ikibinayu. If the nizik is makdashit, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's really the nizik's from the time of the negicha, whether miyad, like tesis learned, or mikan, or akupanel mafrey, like the chazenish with mazber and the Rambam, it's the nizik's. So the nizik is makdashit, the hakdash is chal, and the show will become hektish. Vashayin came according to Rabbi Yishmael. During that time, it didn't belong to the Nizik yet. So if the Nizik is back to shit, it's not going to be his. It wasn't his, so it's not going to be chal. Frek Tosfos. But there's a machlokes in Pesachim Daf Lamed between Abaye and Rava about Bal Chayv Mikan Lahabahu Goyve, Rava's Shita, or Lemafreyahu Goyve, Abaye's Shita. And this is one of the Yal Kigam, and so we pass it like Abaye. Bal chayv lemafreya hu goyve. What does that mean? That if I borrowed money from you, an ordinary loan, an ordinary debt, that I owe you money, that has nothing to do with the shur tam and yuchlat hashur, but I owe you money, and then let's say you lent me money in the beginning of Kislev, and then you collect the money at the end of Kislev, but I don't have the money, so you take away my property. Abaye says lemafreya hu goyve, that when you take my property at the end of Kislev, it's a gloy lemafreya that it was really yours from the beginning of Kislev. You lent me money at the beginning of Kislev, but then at the end of the month, when you come and you take away my property, you're really taking property that was yours at lemafreya from the time that you lent me the money. So if every bal chayv, when he collects, we say that it was really his from the time that the debt was chal, so over here, the debt was chal mishas negicha. So when the Nizik gets the shur eventually, we'll say lemafreya who gave it, that it was really his shur all along. So Fractate says, why, according to Rabbi Shmuel, is Ikdishe Nizik not going to be chal? Good, it doesn't go lemafreya al the din of yuchlat ashar, else any kind of a special din by chasi nezek of a shur tam, but it's to go lemafreya al the regular din that every bal chayv that collects, when he collects the zach that was meshuvah to him, the gviya is lemafreya. That's Tesis's kasha. Tesis says, on the top line on Amud Beis, Tesis writes, Va'oid, Tesis says, to answer this kasha, Dil Rabbi Akiva kodesh haguf v'hashvach mi shehikdesh. Aval Rabbi Shmuel, afilu l'man na'amal l'mafreya hu goyve shvach de mazik havi, the shvach of the shur belonged to the mazik, v'loi kodesh ad sheyigvenu. The shur doesn't become kodesh until it actually gets collected. So Tesis says, that there's a difference between the lemafreya of yuchlat hashur, which means that the shur really belonged to the nizik all along. So even if there's a shvach, that shvach goes to the nizik. Vashen can according to Rabbi Yishmael, where it goes lemafreya not alts the din of yuchlat hashur, but it goes lemafreya alts the din of lemafreya who goyve. That's a more limited kind of lemafreya, and although yes, it works well enough lemafreya that the hakdasha that the nizik was makdashit will be chal, but it won't be chal even on those parts that were added to the shur, the shvach of the shur that was added between the negicha and the hamad b'din. Those parts won't become kadosh because it's not chal lemafreya so much that we should say that all that was included in the nizik's bailas. And the words of Tosfos are very susum. It does go lemafreya or it doesn't go lemafreya. If it's not really chal lemafreya, and therefore the shvach that got added to the shur before the Hamad B'din is never really the nizik's to be makdashit, so then l'cher none of it was really the nizik's to be makdash, if it doesn't go l'mafreya, and then his akdasha shouldn't be chal. And if it does go l'mafreya, well enough that the akdasha should be chal, so then why doesn't it include the shvach? So these words of Tesis l'cher are very sasim, and Reb Shimon Shkrop in his Marechet HaKinyonim, he says a gavaldiga yisaid over there, and one of the things that he's mazbir with that yisaid is this tesis. He comes to this tesis in Perek Yud Aleph of the Marechet HaKinyanim, but he begins to talk about this yisaid in Perek Ches, and really it's one of the central themes of the whole Marechet HaKinyanim. Zotar Pshimin, a yisaid in Bailus, that when a person has Bailus on a piece of land, let's say, so just like we're familiar with the idea that Bailus can be divided up into sections, if I own a piece of land, I could say I'm giving you the east half of the land and I'm giving somebody else the west half of the land. you the north half, somebody else the south half. Just like it could be divided up spatially, Zokt Reb Shimon, it could also be divided up between different times. My bailus include, you could slice up a bailus. There's the today of my bailus, there's the tomorrow of my bailus, there's the next day of my bailus. Now, let's put this into perspective. The Chiddush Shabbai. Without this Chiddush of Reb Shimon, I would have said that there's no such thing as bailus on the future. If I own a piece of land, that means I own it today. Now, the reason why tomorrow it's mine also is because when tomorrow comes, so we'll say, well, since it was mine yesterday, so it's also mine today. Bailus only exists in the present, but it's nimshach from moment to moment. So each new day, I own it again because I owned it yesterday. But we wouldn't say that, let's say today, if today is Sunday, today I own it legabe Monday, I have a Monday bailus, and I have a Tuesday bailus, and I have a Wednesday bailus. No, we would say that on Sunday I own it for Sunday, and on Monday I own it for Monday, and on Tuesday I own it for Tuesday. But Reb Shimon says no. That just like a person owns the present of his field, he also owns the future of his field. And those are different chalakim of his bailus. And just like you could slice up a field from the east to the west, you could also slice up a field from the present to the future. The makar of this halacha is from the sugim of Abbasid Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin, the makar of this lamdus rather, is from the sugim of Abbasid Daf Kuf Lamed Zayin, where it talks about acharecha, where I could give something that I own, let's say Reuben owns something, and he gives it to Shimon, and he says, v'acharecha l'plaini. So he gives it to Shimon, and he says, and after you, it should go to Levi. How is that kinyan chal? How does it get from Shimon to Levi? Where's the das makne that makes it go to Levi? Let's say Reuben owned it on Sunday, and he says, I'm giving it to Shimon for Monday, v'acharecha l'Levi, meaning it should belong to Levi on Tuesday. So Levi's not getting it, he's not getting it directly from Reuven, so Reuven's das machin is not going to help, because the owner before Levi was Shimon. But Shimon doesn't have das machin, he may not feel like giving it to Levi. So what makes it go to Levi? So Zokt Reb Shimon Shkop, that when Reuven owned the field on Sunday, he owns the Sunday Shabbat, he owns the Monday Shabbat, he owns the Tuesday Shabbat. So he directly gives the Tuesday Shabbat to Levi. So Levi doesn't need Shimon's das machne because he's not getting it from Shimon. He's getting it from Reuven. I, in between, it belonged to Shimon? Yeah, because Reuven gave Shimon the Monday Shabbat, but Reuven's giving Levi the Tuesday Shabbat. And to clarify, we don't mean some kind of a kinyan peiris that really all belongs to Reuven all along, but he's letting different people use it different days. These are permanent kinyanim. When he says, v'acharecha l'plaini, let's say, Reuven says it should go on Monday to Shimon and on Tuesday to Levi, and then it's Levi's forever. If that's all he says, that it should go on Monday to Shimon, and then on Tuesday it should go to Levi, and there's no further instructions after that, and he doesn't say that afterwards it should come back to me, so it's Levi's forever. Reuven is parting with it entirely. But on Sunday, when Reuven owned it, the Tuesday of the field is considered like a different heftza, a different part of his bailus, and he can make kinyanim, he can make chalaisim on the Tuesday over the field that he owned back on Sunday. Mele Zokt Reb Shimon, when Abaye says, in Pesachim, Bal Choyv L'Mafreya Hu Goyve, it doesn't mean that, let's say, if he lent money on Rosh Chodesh Kislev, and then he collects the money at the end of Kislev, he collects the field, he takes away the field at the end of Kislev, we don't mean to say that for the whole Kislev, the field belonged to the Bal Choyv. It means that from the beginning of the month, the next month of the field, the teves of the field, belonged to the Baal Chayv. But the kislev of the field then never belonged to the Baal Chayv. The time between the halva and the gvia, for that time the field belongs to the loive. But when the malva, the Baal Chayv, comes and he collects it at the end of the month, we say, and now he's going to keep it forever, so that future of the field, we say, belong to him already from the time of the halva. So now to put that back into our sugya, when we say that even according to Rabbi Shmuel, that there's no yuchlat hashar, but there's still some din of the mafreya, that because bal chayv the mafreya who goy there. So when the nizik comes after the hamad b'din, and he takes away the shar, and we say bal chayv the mafreya who goy there, so it goes to the mafreya, it was his the mafreya from the time of the negicha. We don't mean that it was his for the time between the Negicha and the Hamad Bedin. We mean that the bailus of the shur for the time after the Hamad Bedin was his already from the time of the Negicha. Because, like we've said, that you can have bailus for specific times. He never had bailus for the time between the Negicha and the Hamad Bedin. And so any shvach that accrued to the shur, any growth that the shur had during that time, is not his, because it wasn't his shur for that time. It was only his shur for the next period of time. But the bailus on the shur for the next period of time, that bailus was his from the beginning. And so if he was makdish it, if the nizik got up after the negicha and he was makdish the shur, it was already his to be makdish le'in in the time after the Hamad Bedin. Because the nizik already owned it le'in in the time after the Hamad Bedin. He never owns it le'in in the time between the negicha and the Hamad Bedin. But in the time after the Madabedin, he already owned it from the time of the Negicha. Therefore, Hekdishe Nizik will be Hektish Zaktaisis, even according to Rabbi Shmuel, al Sadin of Abaya of Alchev Mafreyu Goyim, but his Akdasha won't be Chal on the Shvach. Because he doesn't have any Bailas on that time period, he just has a Bailas then on the next time period.
Let's spend a few minutes now at the Gemara at the bottom of the Amud. That gets into the major sugya of grumas and garmiz, and there's two cases at the bottom of Lama Gimel Amud Beis. There's a statement of Rav Huna Rei Dovya Yeshua about mazik shibudei shel chaveiroi, that if I have a piece of property that's meshubit to you, and I go and I destroy that property, like the Gemara says, l'mashal am chifir b'yrei sichin ma'arais. But since right now it wasn't your property yet, it was mine, it just causes a harm to you, because when you'll want to collect it, you won't have what to collect from, but right now I wasn't damaging your property, so it's just a grumma and I'm pater. The Gemara brings another member from Rabbah about Serif Shtaresov Shel Chaveiroi. You have a shtar that says that someone else owes you $1 million. I go and I burn that shtar. But I didn't burn the $1 million and I didn't remove the chayv. All I did was I took away the raya that you had to that chayv. And Rabbah says there also that I'm pater. So there are two cases of causing a harm to somebody else in which the Gemara over here says that the mazik is pater. That second case, Seif Shtaretsev Shel Chaveiroi, is mentioned in the Gemara and Daf Kuf as the prime example of what's called Dina Digarmi, which are some cases of causation which are considered more chumra than others. And the Gemara over there says that some Tanayim are Doin Dina Digarmi, and we paskin that way. We paskin according to many Rishonim, like the man Doin Dina Digarmi. And so the Gemara over there says that Seif Shtaretsev Shel Chaveiroi is actually going to be Chayav. Now, the bottom Tosfos on Daf Kuf Amun Aleph says that according to that which we pass in that Serif Shtaretsev Shel Chaveiroi is actually going to be Chayav, Kol Shekein then, that Mazik Shibudei Shel Chaveiroi is going to be Chayav. So both cases that are mentioned in our Gemara, Lepetur, are actually going to be Chayav. Why is it a Kol Shekein? Because in our Gemara it said that one could have more easily patterned the Serif Shtaretsev case. The Gemara said, if I only knew Serif Shtaretsev Shel Chaveiroi is Pater Maudetim, I would have thought that over there by Serif Shtaretsev, since I'm just burning up the paper, I'm not burning up the money that you wanted, the $1 million that somebody owes you, the $1 million are still there, I'm just burning up the Raya. So Nyur Ba'al Mokalaymenach, I'm just burning a paper of yours, why should I pay you $1 million? But by Bari Sichinim Ares that I dig in the field that is Meshubah to you, so over there I can say that I'm not damaging the actual thing. I'm damaging the field which you were supposed to collect from. So the Gemara over here said that there's more of a siba to be mechayev mazik shibud shel chaveiroi than by Seir Shtaretsev Shel Chaveiroi. Lemaisa in our Gemara it says that both are potter. But if the Gemara in Daf Kuf says that there are tanoim that are mechayev Seir Shtaretsev Shel Chaveiroi and we paskin that way that we're doing in the garmisu zaktaisus kol shekein then that we'd be mechayev mazik shibud shel chaveiroi. However, if you open up the Rambam and to Perek Zayin of Hilchas Chivul Mazak Halacha Yud Aleph and take a look in the Hasogas HaRavid over there, you'll see that the Ravid is Mechalik between the two cases, and is Mechalik exactly the opposite of the way that our Gemara had suggested being Mechalik. The Ravid, although he paskins like most Rishonim that Serif Shtaretsev Shel Chaveiroi is Chayav because we're Doyin Din and Degarmi, however, Zak the Ravid, but the case of Rav Huna Rav Yeshua of Mazik Shibudei Shel Chaveiroi, that's Taka Pater. And so the Magen Mishnah is Matama on the Ravid. That how could you say that Mazik Shibudei Shel Chaveiroi is Pater and Seir Shtaretsev Shel Chaveiroi is Chayav? For, in our Gemara, it's Mavur for Kert, that it's easier to Pater Seir Shtaretsev Shel Chaveiroi. And so if Seir Shtaretsev Shel Chaveiroi is Chayav, then Kol Shekein Mazik Shibudei Shel Chaveiroi should be Chayav, like the Kol Shekein of Tosfos on Daf Kuf. How could the Ravid be mechalik lahepach?
The Shach in Siman Shin Pei Vav Sif Yud Pei Sif Katan Yud Peis says that there's a new svara, an additional svara to pater mazik shibut shachaveirai, and that's the reason why the Ravid pater is it's not al zgarmi altogether. Al zgarmi he'd be chayev, because after all we paskin that we're doing dealing the garmi, so even though this is not a direct, it's not directly damaging your property, it's just causing, but it's a direct enough causation that I wouldn't be pater al the fact that I'm only causing. The reason why I'm putter over here is because this field that's meshubba to you, who owns the field right now? Right now it's my field. I owe it to you, eventually it's supposed to go to you, but right now it's my field. I'm digging holes in my own field. The Ravid held, that can't be called a Maisa Hezek. It can only be called a Maisa Hezek if I'm damaging something which doesn't belong to me. Like, Seir Shtoreser Shachaveirai, what business do I have with your Shtoreser? Good, it's only paper, it's only a raya, but it's your star, it's in your house, it's in your safe. I'm breaking into your safe. I'm taking a piece of paper that I have no business touching, and I'm burning it up. So that's a maisa hezek. Then we just have to don, is it a strong enough, is it direct enough, or is it just a causation? And then we paskin don dina degarmi, that it's direct enough and I'll be chayev. But the case of mazik shibut shachaveirai, good, it may be direct enough, but it's not a maisa hezek. I'm damaging my own field. My own field, that's not a maisa hezek. I eventually, it's going to become yours, so I'm causing all damage to you, but I'm causing a damage through a maisa which can't be called a maisa hezek. Zok the shach, that's why the Ravid patters. Zok the shach, the way the Ravid reads our Gemara is that when the Gemara said mahu detema, that I could have thought that seir shtoreser shachaveirai is pater, but mazik shibudai is chayev, that meant if I didn't know the svara that when I'm oisa b'seir shaloi, then it's not called a maisa hezek, and I was only donning mishum how strong a causation it is, then I could have thought that Seir Shtoreser Shachaveirai, it's just paper, so that's not such a direct cause. Masha'enkin Mazik Shibut Shachaveirai, that's a more direct cause. I might have thought that that's Chayav. But when the Gemara says Kamashmalan, the Kamashmalan is that even though it's true that Mazik Shibut Shachaveirai is a more direct causation, and it will be worried to be Chayav, but the Kamashmalan is that it's not a Maiz Hezek altogether because he's Aisib Seir Shaloi. And therefore Mazik Shibut Shachaveirai, Taka Blibes Pater, even Lefi, the Halacha on Daf Kuf. Zok the Shach and Afkamina that comes out from this Hezber is that even though the Ravid Paskin Mazik Shibut Shachaveirai is Pater, but it means only if the Leiva himself, who owns the field now and he's Chayfer Beireis in the field, he'll be Pater. But let's say somebody else, a third party, comes in, breaks into the field of the Leiva and is Chayfer Beireis and thereby is Mazik the Shibut of the Malva, he'll Taka B'chayev, even according to the Ravid. Because as far as being Geirim Hezek, it's enough of a Geirim to be called a Garmi and it's Roy to be Chayev. The only reason why they're arrived at Patras is because he's Oysa B'Seich Shaloi. So if it'll be somebody else coming in, it's not B'Seich Shaloi anymore, then Kuli Amalei Pligi, then he'll Taka B'Chayev.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.